Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, maybe wait, I should do the theme song. What's the tea, baby? What's the tea? What's the tea, baby? What's the tea? Okay. Hi everyone. This is Drew Haskins. Drew Haskins. We are here for an extra special bonus episode of Girls Room. Julia is not with us today, but joining me is dear Judy, the girl to end all girls, who is gay, drag queen extraordinaire, fashion icon, style superstar, for the boys. Wow. I almost said Carson Kressley out of habit, because when you say style
second
superstar,
most famous Carson Kressley impersonator in California, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for gracing us.
to be Julia, in the presence.
Oh, we will miss. We will miss. What's up, girl?
What's up, girl?
What's
you know,
the tea?
Chugging along as ever. Truly, I would have come with the tea if I knew there was a song for it.
We have. Well, I was paying homage to the true great podcasters, AJ and the Queen Star, RuPaul and his trusty sidekick, Michelle Visage.
Fight for season two on that one. Who's with me?
It would be so funny if they did reboot that show like 9 years later, like the comeback, like the Lisa Kudrow show.
Right.
And the wait, was RuPaul like AJ or the Queen in that show?
You know, that's a really good question I think we're gonna need a third for.
But like,
but
one of them
only use the foreign girls. Like I want them to use like all the Drag Race Germany mamas.
Oh yeah. I guess this
I
is a good
global.
We can tap into this really quick. I'm in a Drag Race we wax and wane because like there're just too many seasons to watch. I'm not watching any of the international ones, but are you, and if so, are they worthwhile?
I mean, I feel we are personally in the gutters currently of the Drag Race times. I am watching some because I'm like a fucking pigeon at this point who has been conditioned. So yes, they're being viewed. I don't know if I would tell you to particularly watch any of them. Like, honestly, I said this in Tom thought it was flagrant, but I think they should cancel UK.
Okay. I think I'm with you on that. I did not tap into this season of UK because 3 and 4 were so dismal.
Especially after 2.
Yeah, 2 was so good.
Phenomenal.
My TikTok right now is all like taste fan cams for some reason. And people making like roasted garlic. Like that's really my two modalities right now. I was like, damn, like they cast
bitch.
That show so well. But I've heard like because they don't get prize money for Drag Race UK, a lot of queens just don't audition.
And I obviously understand that. Honestly, every time I watch the show, Tom's like, what did they win? And I'm like, still not money. I'm like, I'm sorry that
what do
not
they
the answer
they win,
you
like,
want to hear.
A bag of like Percy Pigs, like a free gift card to like Harrods of London. Like, I don't
honestly know. I feel like they probably don't even get to keep their badges. Like, they're just for show.
Oh, if you don't think those badges are requisitioned at the end of each shoot and RuPaul like hand polishes them herself in between seasons,
there is a check in, check out log.
Inventory, bitch, inventory. with that being said, I will be when US season, what season are we on? 16?
16 is coming.
Yeah, when 16 comes out, I will be seated. When Global All-Stars comes out, I will probably be seated inside of myself.
I believe I'll be seated. As long as Alyssa's Spoiler.
Spoiler. Sorry, guys.
In conversation, I mean, I can't guarantee, you know, I haven't seen any filming. I don't know where she is at this moment, but
All we're saying is we've heard some
if she's there, I'm there.
from some sister sources that allegedly
Hi,
Alyssa Edwards will
sisters.
be the cast. Okay, this is a good segue now because the loose format that I'm working on here is there are a lot of girls out there, girls of all genders, girls, girls, girls. And I want to take some time
At
in
a
the theme of
population high.
girls. What?
At a population high.
At a population high. And because the show is about girls, the show, the TV show, I figured that today, instead of doing anything related to that, we could just talk about girls in the real world. So I have a list of a few girls who I think we really just need to discuss. And
I can't wait.
that's
And
what we're
I'm
gonna do.
selfishly a little excited that Lena Dunham has no part in it.
I guess to get your familiarity, though, you're not a girls viewer and you're not a Lena fan
I
necessarily.
not a fan. I have watched, and I do find the show entertaining and fun to be a part of. I do. I'll give everyone that.
That was diplomacy in action. I appreciate that. That's pageant queen behavior right there. They should add drag pageants ask contestants questions about Lena Dunham. Do they do it for drag pageants like a question and answer? Like they're making like Malaysia baby doll Fox talk about Israel and Palestine.
Right. No, honestly, best case scenario, yes. Worst case scenario, yes.
Yeah, I would. You never see clips from that portion, so that's why
I
I'm like, if it exists, I
be
really.
seeing, you see the girls twirl.
You
You
see
don't see the
them,
girls
butt and
conduct.
dip, but not think critically. You don't see that as much. So, okay, so that's good to know. I mean, I feel like our mutual Lena touch point more than anything is, of course, her pivotal role as Lucky Fiore in the Bad Blood music video.
Oh,
Something that we've never talked about on the actual pod or like pod itself, but her stint in like the Taylor Swift squad
yeah.
was a real era because I know they're still friends, but they keep that like pretty low.
Right. I mean, I think there's obviously some sort of cordial behavior there, but you know. Her little boy, her ex-boyfriend is on a leash by Miss Swift, so
Yeah, it's a little pet.
a
Like
choke
she,
collar.
wow. Yeah, I don't want to talk about Taylor necessarily today just because I'm truly so sick of it. But
It's ever present.
yeah, if we didn't speak on Lena's importance within the pop music canon, though, I think that we would be remiss as two experts of the form. And that does lead us to the first girl on today's docket.
First girl, first girl.
Dua Lipa. Yeah.
Familiar.
Familiar. I have to pull up a text that I received on November 9th.
I've heard of texting. I should try
Well,
it.
you did try it with this one. Regards to Dua Lipa's new single Houdini, and I quote from you. I have a feeling like someone cracking peanuts all over my white bedspread when she says Houdini. So let's unpack that. You're a Dua Lipa skeptic, and I kind of want to hear why.
I'm not a skeptic. I don't have questions. There's not enough happening.
All right. So what about her is not as invigorating to you?
Know, I think it feels maybe personal because I used to be a big fan and I was really excited when I found her little model ass making like bedroom pop
Yeah.
in college. And that was like fun. And then she kind of like blew into global stardom, and that was also fun. I was like, good for this girl. Like that really, you know, that really took off. And then I think I feel like by the point of why am I forgetting the actual album name with Physical? What's that one called?
Future Nostalgia.
Future Nostalgia. Thank you so much. By that time, also great album, love, you know. But I feel like
Great
by that
album.
time, I was feeling bludgeoned by her in publicity and in pop culture, and I just feel like we got a lot.
We got a lot, and I think we still do get a lot because it's easy to forget that Future Nostalgia is almost 4 years old now.
Yeah,
And
wow.
Dua Lipa is in the news every single day. Like, she does not have the like mystique of a Beyoncé or a Rihanna where you don't know what either of them are doing for like months at a time.
Right.
Even and we're gonna get into her later, but even Gaga, I would say, is a little bit more maybe less mystique, more so just like what the fuck is she doing than
Yeah,
Dua. Like
yeah.
Dua's just like taking pictures every day. Like that's kind of her
Right.
bag.
And she does that really well. Like, beautiful girl to me.
Beautiful
In
girl.
my book, beautiful girl.
And my official party line with Dua Lipa, she is a beautiful vessel for some of the best pop songwriting of our current era. Absolutely no charisma, no performance skills. She, if we're talking charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent, which I do think is such like an appropriate scale to apply to everyone, she's T. She's talent.
I was like, I clocked out of that for a second.
Oh.
She's T. She's T. Yeah.
Lowercase t.
The second T in Tattoo.
Yeah, the second T. I think she has a nice deep voice. It's like a drag. It's not a drag. I really find like
Agree with you.
I appreciate her as a pop star because her vocal range is exactly my singing vocal range. So like for karaoke, she's
That aligns
giving me
well.
so much.
Yeah, I concur with that. I resonate with those feelings.
I am very pro Houdini, though. I think we are at differing enthusiasm levels about this. Like as a Tame Impala stan, I think this production applied to a pop concept sounds pretty great. And like I
Yeah.
also thought that about Perfect Illusion too, a song that has aged like a fine wine. But I
Yeah,
don't think with this
I
album
always
we're gonna
like that one
get.
more than the public.
I
I
think
love
the
Perfect
public's coming
Illusion.
around on it. I think a lot of people are coming around on Joanne. Like, we
I didn't say
are.
that. I
You are into that.
said I didn't say
Oh, okay. Well,
that.
I mean, I don't want you to sign on the dotted line for opinions that you cannot get behind. I think that's just like,
I've always said
I
that
don't
about
want you
you.
to like to put words in your mouth with this.
Yeah.
But why are you feeling about Houdini outside of her horrible diction?
Yeah, it's something about, the maybe it's just her particular brand of British accent that it just doesn't sit with me. But no, I've listened to it more since I think I originally maybe penned those, after work thoughts that you received a
Right.
few days ago.
A really shocking text received, by the way. I mean, like, it really, and it's
I
something
thought
that has like ruined her pronunciation for me. Like, crushed peanuts on a white bedspread.
I thought you would
Oh.
enjoy it. I didn't know it would resonate so much. So it's always a fun surprise when your work strikes with your target audience.
Well, I do. I've always found you such a wordsmith. Like, your command of the English language and figurative imagery, unparalleled. And
Wow,
I
from
like.
you, really,
I'm
thank
like I'm
you.
finding peanuts in the bedspread every time she sees it. Like it's so bad. My
Yeah,
big gripe
I
with
like it.
the song is the visual.
I'm not going to say anything particularly about the specific look in mind. What I will say is that she moved really well in
She was definitely mobile, which once
it.
again sounds like a low bar, but like considering how far we've come
The
with
bar for that
her,
is low.
yeah. She has gotten a lot better. I did see a tweet the other day that was like, it is so crazy that like one of the nicest things we can say about our current like most A-list pop star is look how hard she's trying. Like, I do think like she, I just don't really like the red hair, but I don't know.
It's up for you. I think it's cute. I enjoy.
It's just like, I don't know. It's tough to get excited about
It did, I will say,
that.
like in the music video, it did feel very like this is a very visual thing, but it was very like Me Too, Beyonce.
Yeah. It was like and here's the other thing. You have some luscious locks right now. Like you have volume.
Oh,
She
thank you.
does not ever have it, except for the one Grammys performance that she did, Don't Start Now. She had some bounce to the bounce or bounce to the ounce, but she loves like flat, wet hair, which I don't think is a flattering look on most people, and unfortunately,
Yeah.
certainly not her.
It's the toughest sell. I mean, it's like that is where your face really has to carry you.
Yeah, and she does
A
have a
wet.
face. Like it is like I do think half of the appeal with Dua Lipa is that she is functionally a supermodel who happens to be a pop star. Like
Yeah.
it's been a while since we've had that specific archetype. Like a 90s supermodel. But like I'm excited to see where the album goes from here, because I did
Yeah, me
like, I
too.
thought it sounds very different. I'm not sure how well it's doing right now, though. We're recording this on a Sunday after release, and the streaming looks like fine, but I have not seen any TikToks about it. Like, I'm not really seeing a lot of chatter outside of
I'm not seeing
VAs.
so much chatter. I saw, I think within the first day, or maybe, I don't know, someone can go fact check this. They just saw on her fucking Instagram. But I think it was like 10 million views on the video in the first day,
That's not bad.
which felt like something she was proud of. So.
Yeah. She should be proud of herself. She should be proud of herself for releasing music at all, because this is the other thing. And this is a critique that I think is going to apply to a
Bar
lot of
is so low.
people.
Do you hear what you just said?
Yeah, it's low, but like I wouldn't be saying any of this if she didn't have the songs. Like she has really good songs, and I think future
She has fantastic
nostalgia, like
songs.
sort of by default in many ways, is one of the like three defining mass appeal pop albums of this decade so far. The
Yeah.
other two being Renaissance, of course, and not God, Sour and Sour by Olivia Rodrigo. I think those are the three.
Interesting.
I didn't say that that's not any quality. I'm not talking about quality here. Like I'm just
No,
talking
I
about
hear
like
you. I know where you're, I always know where you're coming
And I
from.
think you could make a case for like Harry Styles in there too, but I don't want to talk about him either.
I'd rather not if we could.
Talk Let's
She's
move
not a
on.
girl on my list today.
Now, you'll notice the one album I didn't mention in that three is Chromatica, because it doesn't deserve to be there.
I didn't even think you would bring it up after the
No.
fact. I didn't really think to hear from her today.
But we are going to talk about Gaga right now. She's the next girl.
Okay, I mean, two for two, really.
Yeah, so the critique I was touching on earlier is that it does not seem like pop stars want to be making music or indeed doing anything musical at all right now. Like everyone is doing other projects. Like everyone's like acting in movies and being the Avon lady. It is a minor miracle that Dua Lipa does not have
Everyone
a
is
skincare
being
brand.
the Avon lady.
So this leads us to Gaga, who has a lot of projects in the works right now, none of them musical.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate considering earlier this week she was clocked for singing a little too much when she was at
Wasn't
NYU.
this high school?
No, this was NYU. Like, this is so depressing. It's a depressing sentence. The Bachelor alum in question is a Tisch grad who
Yeah.
is working in podcasting.
Yeah.
That's not
Yeah.
what you want to using your BFA on podcasting is
The said information is actually worse now that I know it's from, it is from when, like, She was singing Wicked over and over again while she was in Tish. Girl, grow up.
I mean, mind you, Gaga was in college during like the immediate post-Wicked era, which
Gaga being
is
in college is so funny.
it's but it's so like integral to her narrative. Like, this is a girl who went to college, sang, did, dropped out. Like, I mean, she's an educated woman.
I never said anything counter to
I just want people to realize, like, I get so choked. I get so emotional talking about her because, like, there are very few people who drive me as consistently crazy and have for 15 years now than her. Like,
That's beautifully said, from my visionary wordsmith, which is you. Like, yeah, you really know how to put them together.
I do consider us two of the leading Gaga experts in the country right now. And like, this was a
Yeah.
big week because we had our top 10 year. We had Gaga sang too much in college and like the Rec Room or whatever. Like, we have and of course we have House Labs as sort of like the looming like
Of
thundercloud
course.
over all of this. Though I've heard that the product is good.
I actually don't think I've ever tried anything, but I think girls speak positively.
I see Nikki tutorials wearing that lip stain, and I was like, it looks
And
good.
hooray to that.
Read that. If you have the Nikki tutorials stamp of approval, hunty, you've made it, baby. Like, you're a winner, baby. To quote,
Yeah, you are doing it, Miss Avon Lady.
yeah, she's doing it. Want to talk about our pop a little bit? Because I listened
I would
to it
love
in full
to.
twice this week just to
Yeah.
revisit.
As long as we spend extra time on jewels and drugs.
Well, let's start there. We have to kind of start there because it is like it's a big old pimple in that album, like a pimple you just can't look away from. That's kind of how I
Yeah.
feel about
Yeah. I mean it's really one of the first ones that comes to my mind when there's a handful that I really enjoy.
But you like that. You like Jewels and Drugs.
No, I
Okay.
didn't say that.
All
No,
right. I
yeah,
just want
no.
to clarify that for the listeners. Like, I think Jewels and Drugs is close to her worst song.
Yeah, I mean it's like it feels like a Brooke Candy wreck. Like, hey, try this girl.
Oh, God. Yeah. With love to Brooke Candy, like,
With love.
she makes like it's a joke. Like, it's a joke of a song. Like, I think like she was obviously on some major chemicals during that. She was
Yeah,
on like research drugs.
she wasn't
Like,
in on it. She wasn't in on that one. She was
she
in on
wasn't in on
most
that
of
one.
what she was doing there.
I
But
will say though, the parts of Jewels and Drugs that actually work are everything that does not involve her. Like, the actual rap
fair.
verses on that are pretty good.
I don't even like I none of it even comes to mind because I only hear, "Don't want your jewels, I want your drugs."
Yeah,
That's it. That's all
that's
I
it.
have.
I mean, that's kind of at the end of the day, all you can really latch on to with that. Like,
Yeah.
both times I listened through it this week, I did kind of have to turn it off after like a minute 40 and just like skip. Like, it's a
That's really good of
chop.
you, though. Yeah,
Well,
it's a
I
chop.
wanna it's a chop. Like, and you know what else
Oh, wait,
is
I'll do
was
it with my
actually a
Apple
chop and
Pencil.
deserved to cut the cameras. Yeah. Okay, Jamila. Okay, Jamila, Jamila. I miss that show so bad. We're talking about
You really could
Legendary, of
have given me
course.
Laomi, but
No,
sure.
but like, it's fun. Jamila never did it with the chop motion with any confidence. She always looked like she was like, should I be doing this right now? Like,
Right.
I miss that show so badly.
Oh, every day, every
We are
day.
talking about Legendary, which is on Tubi. Please go watch on Tubi.
And if you can't
I
watch that, go watch Drag Race France. You can
oh
see one of
yeah, and
them.
watch Kiona Re Mother Kiona Revlon.
Yeah, mother.
Mother Mother. I listened to Red Flame on Twitter the other day, Gaga featuring Azalea, which was a chop at the time, and I have to say it's a chop now as well. Like, it's not a good song.
I don't know if I've ever heard it. Is that
Oh, really?
sacrilegious? Did it come out? Is that a leak?
It's a leak. A lot of the demos leaked this week because I'm just like, what is wrong with these pop stars and their hard drives? Like, a lot of.
No, like we're not trying anymore because
No.
some you the people whose shit doesn't leak, you know?
Yeah, like you've never a Beyonce. Actually, that's not even true. Break My Soul
Well,
did leak like a day before.
Renaissance leaked.
Did the whole thing leak?
Yeah,
Oh, really? I don't
but
remember that.
I
Oh, that's right. That's right. It that it I couldn't do it because karmically I was just like, this no good could come of this. I do remember this now.
it. And you're so right. You're so right.
I mean, there have been a lot of art pop demos floating around for years. Most famously to me, the Nothing one, but the radio.
Perfect illusion.
That is like the original AI. Like
The girl, yeah, that really is the first AI track. Let's go back to that.
I do really like that demo version of it too. I mean, Perfect Illusion, like the bones are good to that song.
To the fake leak or the
Yeah,
real song?
both. I mean, like you have this concept here. Two words, Perfect Illusion. Like that is so evocative. Like almost the rest of it doesn't even matter. Like you have two really good words. Like you can make
Yeah, I'm
any
with you.
song and it would sound
Totally.
good with
I'm with
Perfect
you.
Illusion. And she did it. She did
And
that.
they did the leak and the woman herself.
Now, the other thing that leaked this week were her emails. Gaga and like a
You're
alleged like
spilling to me. I don't know this.
So this is a treat then, because so she was obviously on a lot of research drugs and chemicals at this point in her time, and she
Yeah,
sent some
she looked for
email.
evidence.
She looked for evidence. She was like, I mean, her art pop really, I mean, it could mean anything at that point,
Could mean
like
anything.
anything. Like she was on wavelengths that like she hasn't touched since then, which is sad. But the she emailed a music video treatment for the song Manicure to I think like her manager at the time.
Okay.
Now, it would have just been like a day in the life in Hollywood. And it was meant to be the third chapter in the Paparazzi Telephone Blank trilogy. The
Okay.
music video would have featured cameos from Kanye West, Kim Kardashian, Lady, or I'm sorry, not, yes, Lady Gaga herself,
She
Britney
would add her name to the
Spears,
list, though.
Britney Spears, Lindsay Lohan, and Paris Hilton.
Wow.
And it would have had three separate car crash scenes. So,
And what? Why was I robbed?
well, because she had no money at that point. Like she spent it all on the flying dress. She spent it all on like Koontz, like the Koontz being her. Like that takes a lot of upkeep to be the Koontz.
That pussy pearl was expensive.
So expensive. Oh my God, that there was so much mother of pearl in that era. She was mother of pearl.
She was mother. She was Mr. Krabs, bitch.
Oh, I mean, and like obviously the GUI music video, like this is a treatment for after that. Like that music video
Right.
costs like $10 million or something.
I was gonna say she was shelling out money. Like a few of those
Yeah.
videos weren't cheap.
No, but like the
Applause
label,
was, but
I think, and this may not be an exact figure, but I believe she lost the label like $80 million with Art Pop.
that's a gambling woman.
That's a gambling woman. And that's, I mean,
That seems too high. I think we invested more than that. No, was it just us?
I mean, like,
Like she gets the rest of the world on some people, but like she might have not
she
with
didn't
our
lose
pop.
us here. Like, I think that's an album that has
No, but
gotten
I think we
better
were
with,
all she had for
at
that.
that, which is weird too, because she was coming off of the highs of Born This Way, which was a like smash album five singles deep, like
for
great
all the people.
visuals,
Radio hits.
Radio hits. And then like, I mean, Art Pop is a very weird, abrasive album. Like, it's not like Applause is pretty accessible in some ways, but the lyrics are so weird to Applause. Like, I just don't think it's like a mass market pop single.
Yeah, it's a weird song.
But they're all kind of weird songs though. Like, there's not really like the like only like kind of normal song on that album is Dope. And Gypsy to a lesser extent.
Right.
But those are two of my least favorites.
Was there like a deluxe version? No, never.
No, there's no deluxe version, famously. The only like edit we ever got was her dropping R. Kelly and replacing R. Kelly
I
want to
talk
Christina
about that.
Aguilera.
I want to talk about that.
So we're okay. I think we have talked about this before, and I'm just going to preface what we are about to say by denouncing Robert Kelly.
Thank you.
We do not support him as a person. We do not support him as a criminal. We don't support him in any capacity, and we love women. With all this said, the Do What You Want version with R. Kelly is superior to the Do What You Want version with Christina Aguilera.
It is. And slightly pivoting from that, I've been thinking, you know, now that you've brought this little treat of an album up, but like me as Christina, I would be like, like I would like cock my head like a dog for a second, maybe.
Yeah.
No?
It feels like charity. It also feels a little insulting, like, hey, like, we are going to replace this convicted rapist and pedophile with you, Xtina. Like, I wouldn't be thrilled about that. They're
and
just
obviously
so...
Obviously, she did it. I know the woman we're speaking of, but it's like...
I know the woman. We told her who she was. Christina has never been in a position to refuse an opportunity.
Have you tried it? It's so good.
Dip the Oreo in the milk and it's just good.
Dip the Oreo in refusal. Try it.
I mean,
it's just good.
We are, of course, talking about a woman whose most recent single was like a Postmates jingle. With Lana.
For real?
Yeah. She, remember that Katy Perry song from a few years ago that was like, got my hurry in a curry or curry in a hurry? Sushi on the way. You don't remember that?
Absolutely not.
Okay, well, they've recently done a sequel to that with Christina Aguilera and Lotto.
That sounds like a really good idea.
Food themed anthem.
Whatever happened to celebrities singing in Simlish? Do we still get that? Like, is there like an Ava Max in Simlish track?
Oof. I mean,
I know I'm not the only person who can benefit from that.
I think a lot of people could benefit from that. I like am not really tapped into Sims culture, and I really only know the video of Katy Perry singing Last Friday Night in Simlish. But like,
of course,
is obviously such a rich text that should be repeated. Like, Beyonce doing the heated rap in Simlish. Like, I would pay millions to get that.
I think we know someone who can deliver us that in AI at the least. At the least.
Please, on
anyone listening, anyone with like an ounce more interest in AI than myself, can you make that happen, please?
On a recent episode of the Nymphowars Patreon, I think Macy Rob, the best podcast in the world is Nymphowars. Please, everyone, go listen to that. But Macy made a AI version of Beyonce singing "Fetch the Bolt Cutters." And it's so, so funny. I hope it's on YouTube somewhere, because like it's
well,
just
you'll
so,
have to send that to me later.
It's very disorienting. I want to close out one little last thought on Art Pop. It just can we name an underrated track that we think people should appreciate?
Yeah. Give me my brief consideration period. Do you want to go first? Do you already have yours? Is yours at the top of your brain?
Yeah, I guess it is. I'm gonna say swine. I really think swine is so good.
It's a fun ass song.
It's a fun ass song. I also think GUI is kind of underrated as one of her like all-time great songs too. That I think it's like properly rated within the album, but like GUI is to me a top-tier Gaga song.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I'm looking at the track list right now, and the three that I would say are like, something I would want to speak on in an underrated notion would be Venus, GUI, and Sex Dreams. But I think they're all pretty appropriately appreciated in the art pop canon.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think those are underrated tracks. And to be honest, I'm looking at them and I don't think any of them are particularly underrated. Like,
No.
I don't think any of them need more attention than they respectively have.
And I feel like the ones that people are like, well, we could give this less attention, people already do give less attention to. Like, I think
Right.
too, the clear bottom three for me on that album are Dope, Jewels and Drugs, and Gypsy.
Yeah, I think that's universally agreed upon, but like I'm willing to hear that Mary Jane Holland doesn't need to be there as well.
No, I love that song. It's so good. It's so
Okay,
stupid. I mean,
I could be wrong.
she was so stupid back then. I just like I do miss that Gaga because like
No, she was having fun. I don't think she like has much fun anymore.
no,
Sorry,
she's definitely
Gaga.
not having fun. Okay, let's move on to the next girl. I want to talk about a little lady in the Mountain West named Monica Garcia. So I want to, what are your thoughts on this season of Salt Lake City?
I have nothing but thoughts on the season of Salt Lake City. First of all, carrying the torch. Like, can we get these women like a model water? Like, can we have the straws on the ready? Like, these women are working
Yeah.
to me.
That no, they're 100% working. This feels like a really like old school fun housewife season. In just the best possible way. I do think like to me the three, well, I guess it's so crazy we have like three or four franchises on right now, but like Salt Lake City, Potomac, and Miami are all really giving me what I need right now.
Yeah, and I am a fan of all three.
Yeah,
And the one
but
that was really taking it, you stopped watching New York, but that just ended, and that like really like took it the fuck out of me.
yeah, we Julia and I have talked a lot about Roni in previous episodes. Like they just really need to go back to the like Jen Alliance is obviously not coming back. They need to bring in someone who is like
Is that like pretty public knowledge? Is
yeah,
like
it's
she,
pretty there's no
okay.
way she's coming back. Like
I
but
don't
she
know. Money
wasn't giving
talks.
anything. So like we
People
need
would want
like
her back
it would be
for
nice to
sure.
have her back, but like
Like, if this group is staying some semblance of the same, people would want her back.
I think they just need to replace her with someone who actually wants to be there and like will participate and like get in the muck.
Yeah, fair.
Because like I like her as a person less so as like a reality TV character. Like I just think she's like
Yeah,
she's not
she's a
gonna
tough
do.
character because she doesn't act as a character. She acts as a person who's like mindful of themselves on camera.
And she's self-aware and she handles conflict well. So it's like
Wow,
what do we have here? And you contrast that with Salt Lake
say
City,
that.
where like these women are the most delusional people on television right now. And it's like,
Yeah,
well, this is like we have to have
recklessly.
some disordered people here to like, you know, cook with gas.
Oh, baby, we're cooking with gas. Like
Yeah.
the cast right now. Like, is there a person who's not delivering something?
Heather gives me nothing, but I think Heather's like almost necessary right now because everyone else is so insane in the membrane that like you need someone who's like a little normal. I just think she's such a dud. I've always thought she was a dud.
She is the dud, and she's definitely like the number one like yes man, which makes her like really annoying because she's usually just attached to someone, whether it's good or bad. But she's the narrator, like whether you like her or not, exactly in what she does, like she's the main character,
Yeah.
unfortunately.
And we did get that iconic shot of her vomiting and pissing herself simultaneously on a van at the
Right.
Trixie Motel.
How many women are going to give us that?
Not I hope no one else really, because like that really
Oh,
was so
Brandy would give us
fallacy.
that.
Oh,
Brandy would give
Brandy
us that.
would absolutely. I mean, any of the old Roni girls would, and kind of did, honestly. Like,
And kind of
we've seen
did.
them do some really heinous shit.
Yeah, it's true.
The I'm just loving this season though. I wanted to use Monica as the way in though, because she's obviously had
Yeah.
a very big week.
Her name has been in lights.
In lights, in tabloids, and drag through the mud. Like there, a lot of things happened with Monica this week. So for those who are blessedly offline and have not tapped into the drama,
And if anyone's listening and doesn't want a potential, I believe it is kind of like a spoiler to the show, but
yeah, it's just skip ahead a few minutes then.
we're cutting up into the gig right now.
Yeah, so Monica 4 years ago sued Heather Gay under a different name, not Monica
Gay.
Garcia. Gay for botched filler. And
Did Heather not sue her first? Monica sued first.
Monica sued first, and then Heather countersued in August of this year, because Heather did not realize that Monica Garcia, cast member on the show,
Right.
was the one who was suing. And mind you, suing because she could not pay a $2,000 bill in installments.
Baby, get Klarna. We can all do
Get
that.
Klarna. I mean, even with the Klarna, she wasn't doing it. This is, I have to say something.
Even with the Klarna.
Even with the Klarna, she couldn't pay. Like, if you cannot pay for surgeries, you shouldn't get them. And I think that
Less
goes for a lot
requests.
of product, but especially cosmetic procedures. Like, if your bills have been affected in the way that it seems like Monica's bills have been affected, you should be providing for your family. You should be doing a lot of other things before getting filler in your nose, which is weird. That's a weird place to
That's
get
what it
filler.
was.
Yeah.
That is a weird place to get filler. What are you trying to fill? Where are you? Where?
Like, okay, so you see my nose right here. What if I wanted to get like this kind of like the bump, the nostril ridge filled in perfectly smooth. So I have this like beautiful like cheese wedge triangle of the nose. That's kind of what Monica has now. Like I think that's kind of what she got filled in.
Okay, I totally get it.
It's a thickening of sorts.
The
Girl, you are a thickening.
thickening. The thickening of Monica Garcia. I saw that one on Netflix.
I would want that. It sounds like some like I mean the thickening is kind of what happened to Linda Evangelista. Like
Oh.
she got like thickened by accident because of the cool sculpting.
Whoa.
Well, that's true.
That's
I
just,
mean that's what happened.
no, that's factual, but it's also my worst nightmare. Like,
Oh yeah.
not that I've ever partaken, but
No, don't, no one
the
should be getting cool sculpting, and I don't think anyone should be getting like
it's just
Kybella.
like it's like vaping. I'm like, we just don't know, you
Yeah.
know? Like, at your own
If
risk, obviously,
no, like
but
if I'm gonna do
something
like
rubs me wrong.
I would sooner get on like Ozempic than I would get cool sculpting.
Baby, I mean, that shit is turning the girls out.
It's turning. Oh my God, I saw I don't
Skeletal
know why I'm like
trauma.
whispering as if this isn't like a recorded conversation.
We're
I have been
broadcasting this.
tracking Kelly Clarkson's Ozempic jersey or journey over the past few months. She
Oh, I didn't
looks
know.
well, she took the time off for the strike to, I think, get on the O. She looks so fucking good. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I
And
will
I like
take a
Kelly. I
gold
really do
dibs.
like Kelly
Oh, I love Kelly.
Clarkson.
Come on, we love Kelly. When has
But
Kelly ever done anything
she's
wrong?
really glam. Like, not, and we're not equating weight loss with glam, but like she does look really glam now. Okay, but back to
She's looking glam.
she's looking glam.
Looking glam.
Monica, so Monica does not bring the glam. I think like this is this much we know. Someone in my life recently texted that she was giving TLC, not Bravo. I do agree with that.
Oh,
Well, it's true. I think like the mom stuff is so dark, but it is so compelling. But it's very
No, the
like
mom
90
stuff
Day
is
Fiancé.
very, very TLC.
Yeah.
That's a lovely talking point, honestly.
And it did, it's unfortunately dragged down a little bit. My queen, my one true queen, Lisa Barlow, because her abuse denialism is not a good look. Let's just say that
It's
it's not
not
a
her
great
first
look.
bad look of the season, we'll say that to me.
Well, okay, say what I don't, I actually disagree with that. So let's hear what you have to say about this, because I think she is infallible in most ways to me. I really just find her
And I love that about you.
everything.
I do love that, like, there's very little that could sway the way you feel about LB. I think that's great. And I think you're in like in good company. And I really did enjoy her, but and I still do a lot of the time. Like when she was texting and her husband was like just talking at her, like I was obsessed.
I love their relationship. I think it's sad that her son hates her so much.
Her son, bad vibes. Like, to me personally, I know that's like kind of bullying because he's a child, but bad
Well, he's
vibes to me.
18, so we
Okay,
can say it.
I was gonna say it anyway, but yeah, bad
We guess. Say it anyway.
vibes.
I think like a sleeveless puffer vest moment with no shirt underneath at a child's 13th birthday party is a weird vibe to me. I that.
I was obsessed with Meredith wearing her bikini, though.
Oh yeah, I mean Meredith is like barred out. Like Meredith is like living in like the Teletubbies world. Like.
No, she is woken up by that sun each and every morning, and I am a proud viewer of it.
On another podcast that I listen to, Sexy Unique Podcast, which I cannot recommend enough, and Julie and I love them. They posited that Seth, Meredith's husband, was doing Locktober during filming, and that's why he's acting like so crazy.
He kind of has gooner energy if we talk about it, if we really want to talk about it.
Ooh, I hate Goon, but yeah,
I know
he
you do, but
does.
you know I love it. You know I love the concept of it. It's so fun to talk
It's
about to
so
me.
stupid. I can't talk about Goon on this podcast. I just can't.
Oh,
Like, this is not what our like 87, literally 87% female identifying audience wants to listen about. No one wants to
you're
hear
right. You're right,
Goon,
but they
but
should
like,
know.
oh, he is so Goon to me though.
Fine,
He's like
back to Monica.
the cage goon. Look.
The cage gooner.
Yeah, back to Monica.
Back to Monica. The thing that really got me the other day was the Dumois submission about her. All the cast thinks that she stole Lisa's ring.
I do like this theory in a vacuum. It does seem like implausible, I think, but like I wouldn't,
It
I don't
seems
know.
really, really crazy to even kind of like toss out there, even for these women, unless they like really, unless one of them knows something that we don't know yet.
Yeah. I don't yeah, I don't like she's obviously kind of a shady lady.
Yeah.
As a former Jen Shah associate. And this is the craziest thing to me. To go on a reality TV show and film with someone who you are secretly suing is fucking bananas.
Yeah, that really is.
That is absolutely bananas, and I'm so glad we have it because that is like imagine doing that, like, and pretending that you're not suing Heather Gay for $2,000.
Right, the way that it's not in your every thought when you're in the same space as her.
Yeah, that it takes a lot of compartmentalization.
It sure does. And I think she's familiar to that as far back as childhood, I
Yeah,
would
as a child of
imagine.
abuse, but like usually. Abuse does not lead you to go on reality TV and like sue your cast members or fellow cast members and like get nose filler and stuff. Like I feel like her particular flavor of acting out is so well suited for this universe. And I do think like this show has gone exponentially better by replacing Jen Shaw with her, but
yeah, I mean, it was a fair sub. Like, yeah. Not many women could follow that up, and I think there was some general apprehension about the idea of Salt Lake without her, yeah. At least to me.
But
I won't lie.
No, and like season three was so bad too. Like, I really didn't think that we had. I didn't think the show was ever going to recover. Like, I thought it was going to be like a Dallas situation where it just like couldn't go on.
Falls off.
But the ratings are higher than ever. I'm really like.
There's a potential talk of a Dallas reboot as well.
I would watch a Dallas reboot with a new cast.
Yeah. Back to what you were just saying though. I really think she's necessary.
Monica or Angie K?
Angie K.
Oh yeah, I like Angie K. And I didn't at first, but like
there was a time. I mean, at the beginning of the season, it was really tough. I was like, girl, how many dog breeds are you gonna let these women liken you to?
Yeah, and like. Pulling up receipts that like have already been presented, and like I don't know, she was a little thirsty at first, but I think she's a really good kind of like second tier glue housewife. Like, you kind of need those.
Yeah
like Whitney. So, well, god, Whitney is the most annoying person on earth, but like Whitney like Whitney is sort of doing that this season too, just in a very like annoying roundabout way.
She just does what she does, you know. She like asks pointing questions, and she like gets things. She gets the girls. She gets all the girls in a certain way.
Oh yeah, because like if I had to be around that voice and that cadence of speaking for as long as like these women have, like I'd probably go crazy too. Like I would be
another Avon lady in the mix.
Yeah, but didn't she like bankrupt her family by doing that? Now she's moving on to like healing crystal jewelry. So. That's a house of cards. That's the thing about like
Salt, the sound bad.
That was the sound bath fight was like one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Like it really, this past episode of Salt Lake City was like the last 20 minutes were a masterclass.
Agreed.
And it's just giving everything. Like I'm watching Beverly Hills right now too, and I am bored out of my fucking skull watching it.
Same.
To have like
it only mildly got interesting because of this last episode, but even still, I'm like, it's still so silly.
It's so silly, and like, I'm not interested in. I actually was not even interested really in like the sudden blow up. I'm like, I don't care about this, like. You're acting like a weird prude, like, but we know she's a weird prude, and she just like 100%. Was upset that she didn't get her like a pussy fake eaten on stage and she wore her pants for it. Like, I'm like, the psychology is so transparent here. It's not like, why are we even talking about this? Like, it's not
because she still tries to deny it, and it's just so like,
yeah,
categorically confusing to like behave like the way that she does.
No, she's a bat out of hell. I do like her, though, more than most of the people in that cast. It is tough, though, to see a less glammed up Dorit. I think the brown hair suits her, but I've seen some previews of future episodes in which it's looking a little ratty. I think, and this is all alleged, I think they have $0. I think they are not.
Oh, they're in. I mean, from what I've seen from, like, some Bravo fucking Instagram or something, or not official, but you know, someone who was obsessed with the world of it. I think they're in a lot of debt. Like,
oh yeah,
a lot of debt.
Like the debt is it's taking a toll on her appearance. Like, she looks beautiful still, but like we have been accustomed.
Well, her
to
not
a very
glam to Vegas is like
shocking,
otherworldly. You know, yeah. Like. Would never
I mean, like,
think
the brown
you,
hair
you would
alone.
Never tell me Crystal is taking glam and she's not.
Yeah, Crystal,
you couldn't convince me.
So it doesn't give me anything. She gives me nothing.
Perfect nipples.
I don't know. I'm interested in the Dorit of it all. I'm interested in like, I mean, not even that interested. Like, I want to keep watching for the Kyle stuff. Though I am, and listeners of this pod know, I'm a longtime Kyle Richards hater.
I don't know if I really knew that.
Oh yeah, I'm not. I just she is the kind of person that like if I knew her in real life, like we would be like enemies, I think. Like we just have very different like conflict resolution styles.
Codes,
And I
yeah.
hate her style and I hate her I think she has really good hair. I'll give her say something nice,
She
but
does have really good hair, yeah.
I we know she's a lesbian though. So like I don't really get all this like dragging it out unless like it's literally going to be a reveal at the end of the show that like yep I'm gay like
Her time cover.
yeah she should
She's gonna
she should put
recreate
on those
the.
little sneakers and those khaki pants and be like yep I'm gay
She's gonna put on the six pack abs
yeah
and recreate the one of the girls video.
Okay, so that's that. That actually is a good segue into the final girl I wanted to talk about, and then we'll wrap up because we've gone a
I had
little
a
long.
feeling it might be.
I wanted to talk about Troy, Troy's Vaughn, because even before what had happened today, I did want to talk about the current era, but now he's been like canonized in SNL history. Did you see this?
Yes, I didn't get a chance to actually watch the clip yet, but yes, I saw the Timmy.
Yeah, I mean the clip's not like the actual sketch is not anything to write home about, I would say, but Timothée Chalamet dancing like Troye Sivan in the Got Me Started music
Yeah.
video is I think sort of a cultural reset. Maybe not for the mass culture necessarily, but I do think this has propelled Troye Sivan into a greater level of fame than he has known prior to now.
Well, I think it's very timely with the Grammy nominations as well. Like, those are like two institutions, whether you abide by them or not, you know, whether you look to them as highly as they maybe are in the world, they're big things. SNL and the Grammys.
And like I think he
Decades
deserves the
long.
attention. No, like I agree with you. I think he deserves the attention and like the SNL thing's a little crazy to me because I'm like, why are you doing like a Troye Sivan sketch? A in general, because that feels so like niche for whatever reason, but B, like,
But what else do you do when you have the like when you're when you have arguably the most famous twink
of
hosting, you
all,
know?
yeah, I guess like
Like
you pay.
the only reason is because he's not actually gay, but like on paper in photos, mama, that's a twink.
That's a twink. Though I mean, I don't think Timothée Chalamet's gay, but the rumors that he and Kid Cudi dated are a little
This is
rabbit
the
holes
first
that
I'm
we'll go.
hearing, but baby, I say yes. We say
Yeah, no, that was a rumor for
gay
a
is
really long
okay.
time. Gay is
I'm
okay.
obsessed with that.
Yeah, that's a really crazy pairing, but like they're really good friends. I think it's just like people, and this is red, white, and royal blue culture right here. People, straight women especially, and I love all of you listening, but like straight women are obsessed with like shipping gay guys together, or like straight guys into gay guys. Like I just think it's like such a weird phenomenon that I 100% support, but like people will see two friends and be like, oh, like we
Like the
gay at
boys.
the ball. Like people are doing that with
Yeah,
like
that's so
Joe
true.
Jonas this week.
People were
I'm
doing
like,
that with like every possible combination of One Direction. Like
yeah.
I remember before I even knew who One Direction was, I remember on Instagram like seeing all the fan accounts and like this was when Instagram was very, very early. So there was no like discover page, like, you know, this was all scaled down. But I remember seeing things being like fake little fanfics of like, you know, Harry and Louis doing something and something.
Oh,
And I was
yeah.
like, what are these girls even talking about? Who are these five boys that I've never heard of before?
These five boys that you're putting in like sexual situations, and I'm like, how did you guys know? How do you know what gay sex is? Like you straight women, like where is this imagination coming from? Like my God,
That
like
reminds me of like the meme that's like a view counter of like a gay Pornhub video or something, and it's like some of y'all are lying because it's just so high.
yeah, I mean, I think people get a little. I mean, it's by curiosity at its finest, is what it
Oh,
really is.
curiosity
Like,
killed the cat,
it
bro.
It killed the cat, but created some really seminal works of queer literature. It's funny though, because like people apply that level of like sexual scrutiny to like the straight twink, but not the gay twink. Like to me, still, Troye Sivan is like, for as much as he has tried this era, like I'm not seeing a lot of like sexy. He's not like a sexy guy.
No, it's funny. I really feel like the only one who's sexualizing him is himself.
Yeah, which is not a look. If you, honey, if you can't sexualize yourself, how the hell are you gonna sexualize anyone
No,
else?
but it's
But
weird, like how many, especially like in, especially if you want to like, you know, obviously flip the script and say like how many women have ever like really kind of concertedly tried to sexualize themselves, and it wasn't like the only thing that is being, you know, taken by the audience.
yeah.
Does that make
Yeah,
sense? I don't know.
that does make sense. I think it's less about like, I think yes, he's the one who's like trying to sexualize himself here, which is like not a no crime in pop stardom. There's no crime, but
No,
I
Love
think
You
what he
Verse
is
King or whatever.
succeeding, the success of these visuals, because I do think all three of the clips that are out, Rush, Got Me Started, and One of Your Girls, are all very successful music videos and how they like portray like hedonism and partying, and like they do feel like fun pop songs again in a way
Yeah,
that
yeah.
like a lot of people like don't
And they're, yeah,
like
they're
do
all
is kind of doing
indulgent
that, but like
videos.
yeah, like the
Yeah.
Rush video I think is a instant classic, and I actually think the song is an instant classic too. Like it's
Yeah, I agree.
you're I saw a lip quiver there.
No, I really do agree. I agree.
Okay. I'm like, I just think that like, you know, he's making some really interesting music that I think is deservedly getting a lot of attention. I still don't really know like what mass appeal it has outside of like gay audiences. So that's why I was like, is SNL not just like trying to pander to like gay Twitter at this point by like including
Yeah.
him? Which seems plausible.
I mean, yeah, like it's always possible. You know, that's always an opening for, you know, the masses and the media.
Yeah.
But I think like always, like tell me if you disagree, but I feel like always, like his discography is fine and it's carried by like a few very pretty objectively good
Yeah.
songs.
I think that's exactly where he is, and that's a good place to
And they're
be
better
as
than
a
they've ever been right now. Like
yeah.
those three songs are fantastic.
Those three songs are fantastic. I think there are a handful like What's the Time Where You Are
Yeah,
and
I like that one
Silly
too.
that are also excellent. The album's pretty it's way better than his other
It's
albums.
good.
Like disclaimer, I did work on Bloom, so
You sure did.
I should admit my involvement there. But Bloom is not as good as this one is. Like he's working with like a more diverse set of collaborators and like exploring some fun new sounds. Like it is a dance album that doesn't really sound like a lot of other dance music that's out there right now. So I do
Yeah,
appreciate
for
that
sure.
from him. I wish him nothing but success. Twink to twink. We love you. We love you, Troye Sivan.
Twink love, Troy.
Twink love, twink solidarity. I think we do have to kind of wrap up though.
No, this
I'm
has
trying
been
to think
great.
if
We've
there's
shot the shit.
I do have, well, I guess two final questions. Or maybe one question and a little prompt. The first question. What do you think of Tate McRae? Does she
Oh my
give?
God.
Is she giving?
I can't say I've ever, you know, gotten this far enough into thinking about her to really ask myself that, whether she's given or not. But I will say I've never gone out of my way to listen to Greedy, and I have heard so much of that song. What is
Yeah,
that?
it's a smash
Like,
hit.
no, it's giving deep plant. Like, who is this girl? I don't know who she is.
Well, do you want the Cliff Notes backstory of her? She is a Canadian teen who rose to fame on So You Think You Can Dance Canada
What?
and started a music career at 14. Like when I was in the biz like many years ago at this point, like she
You
was like
knew
one
of
of the
her.
hot signings, but none of the
Wow, okay.
music really ever popped. She has a song with Troy that is pretty good from a few
That's
years
you,
ago.
right?
You, yeah.
Yeah.
Good song.
Good song.
She's most was most
I think
famous
that's the only
for,
one I know,
yeah,
honestly.
that and Greed are the only two I'm really like actually tapped into because everything else sounds like fake Billie Eilish to me.
Yeah.
But she was until recently only famous really for being Olivia Rodrigo's really good friend. And now she is at the top of the charts with her hit song Greedy, in which she wears a lot of hockey. Oh, woo! Like
You know that I'm greedy for love.
this Greedy is better than that Greedy. I think I'm okay saying that. The Tate version is better than the Ariana version.
See, I mean, I haven't even really heard the Tate song other than like what I've heard on like TikTok, but not my favorite Ariana song. I'm
No.
very
And obviously one
comfortable to
that's
say
been
that.
tainted by history, with the
Taint
Valentina et
absolutely
al.
brutalized by gay lore.
And I mean, obviously, I'm sure people who listen to Crisis Twink would know this, but we did watch that episode live together with Valentina on her birthday.
Feliz
And we did
cumpleaños.
see Bebe Rexha on the way to the gig.
That was the same day. I feel like
Same
you always
day.
tell me that was the same day, and it blows my mind every
Because it
time.
is so like.
Those are both pivotal moments in our history, and for
Yeah.
that to be one day, like something happened. There was a shift.
It's like when planets line up, like
Yeah.
this the syzygy. That's what it's called, a syzygy.
Well, SZA G.
Yeah, G. Congrats to SZA with all of her Grammy success. The G is for Grammy winning
The G
artist
is for
SZA.
G golly.
G
Good for
golly, you
you.
did it, girl. Okay, so that was the Tate McRae corner. And then is there a piece of
Yes,
culture that you
fun
would like to
question.
recommend?
Is there a piece of culture I'd like to recommend? Yeah, I obviously like touched on it, but we didn't real they none of these girls were on your list. But I think everyone should be watching Selling Sunset as well.
Oh yeah.
It's really kind of pivotal to me.
I haven't tapped in this season. I've seen clips. I mean, talk about one of your girls, like Chrishell and G Flip's Halloween costume.
Precisely.
Incredible. I really do like Chrishell.
Yeah, I mean, she's, I think there's a reason why like the whole show has basically revolved around her involvement.
Yeah.
Like she's main character down. But I think the side characters and like the personalities that they find to be like literally just become real estate agents, it's good. It's good.
Yeah.
It's good TV. It's good TV.
I think my piece of culture this week is the new Pink Panthers album. It's really good.
J'adore.
She is really expanding her sound in ways that I find very compelling. I like that the most of the songs on the album are longer than 2 minutes, which I think has been like the knock against her for most of her career so far.
For sure, for sure.
She's really good at being a pop star. So I think the music videos have all been
And it's
really good.
unique,
Like
you know, like what she does is singular to her, I think.
yeah, she has a lot of copycats, but she's like very much like the original
The
doll.
originator, the original doll,
The original
say
doll, mother of the house of Panthers.
it.
I do need her to get a stylist though, because
I
she
was
is
thinking that
always
as
in an
well.
UGG clog, and like I'm in the UGG clogs every day of my life, but like this is like we need to up the glam a little bit. I get that she's
Right.
like being very period appropriate, but I'm like we like
Let's
she
have some
dresses like
fun.
Ashley Tisdale,
Yeah.
which is
And that's
not
like,
great.
you know, I was at the Rose Bowl today. That's very hot these days.
Very hot these days,
From
especially in
someone
LA too,
approaching 30.
LA's always been a legging city, but it's
Boy, is it.
getting worse and worse. So
I saw Lulu pant leggings with panties today. I was like, isn't the point that like you don't have to do that? Anyway.
I just yeah, that's a real puzzler, and we can leave people to puzzle with
That's my piece of culture.
that. Yeah. Wow, what a thrill. Thank you so much for being here for this fun little catch up.
My God, as always, I have nothing but time to just say nothing of value or surface with you.
Absolutely nothing. I mean, I think we had a freewheeling cultural catch up here that and a unique homosexual perspective that with love to Julia, she just simply cannot provide. So
I know, with love.
with love, but she will be back next week. We have some very fun guests coming up next week. So stick around for that.
Yay,
If you want
girls.
people to find you on social media, where can people find you?
Oh, they can find me. You can find me. No, that's not what the song says. Anyway, really nowhere, but Instagram is best at Florida Boys World.
Okay, come on, digital footprint.
That's all I got. I don't have a TikTok. I don't see any reason for anyone to find me on X or Twitter or whatever we want to
Yeah.
like reference her as.
I mean, you can find me there at least. Like, I'm at FKA Pigs with the Z.
Yeah, always definitely follow Drew on Twitter.
I'm a
That's
fun
always
follow
worth
on
it
Twitter.
for sure.
But okay. Well, until next week, have a fun weekend, everyone. I'm like, who am I
Yes.
talking to? All
We're
right. Go Twinks.
talking to the girls. They get it. Go
Bye.
Twinks.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.